Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Friday. How many happy Fridays can you say on a Friday? There's no limit. Although we have been told it's 7. I'm not sure why, but it is. So Friday, is that a good day to change or a good day to wait till Monday to do that? I don't know. How do you like change? There's a way to change or a couple of ways to do that. I have kind of distilled it down to 4 different methods. They kind of go in a row. I do this with everybody I talk to. If I can't get you through these 4 things, you won't get anything done. So if you're up for it, we'll do that today. Cool? All right, let's do this thing. It is Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. Life gets in the way the minute you decide to do something. What happened? Didn't see that coming. Ow, what do I do? Stand up, take a step, repeat. Just works, huh? Good to have you here today. I'm grateful for you to be here in the studio. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, and I got the video fired up today. Real fast, if you're on the Daily Boost podcast Facebook page, and I see a glitch in my video right now, but we'll fix that later on. I am testing the system because we are planning to take this podcast out to YouTube and some other places very soon. So the brand new video system's in place and I am testing it and you are my victims. Okay. So if you'd like to experience this, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and come into our group and you'll see when I do this stuff. Coaching calls, all kinds of things are coming soon. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Good to have you here today again. Thank you for that. So I'm a bit of a productivity ninja, and I love to use technology to make my life easier. And I want to tell you about Notion, our sponsor today, and the single surprising reason I use Notion. You're never going to guess it. Notion, by the way, combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple, flexible, and beautifully designed. It's really great. So why do I use it? Well, I made a decision a long time ago. If I'm going to use a piece of software, I want the most popular one that everybody uses. That way, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm stumped on something, I can go on YouTube or Google or go on their website. I get an answer. I get tips. I get templates. I get everything. It's awesome. It's like crowdsourcing your productivity. That's why I use it. And remember that Notion AI helps you work faster, write better, and think bigger by doing tasks that take hours and just seconds. Try Notion free when you go to Notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters. Notion.com/dailyboost to try the powerful, easy to use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show. Notion.com/dailyboost. Every Friday, I ask a question. I have done this now. I was looking back the other day. The chronology, is that it? The chronology of what I've done. When I look back on that, I can see when things appeared. A lot of folks come to me, they say, hey, Scott, when you create your own side hustle, your own business, whatever you're going to do, how do you come up with all the ideas and the content? And I can't do it. Everybody's so far ahead of me. Well, the truth is, you start someplace and then it unfolds. So I can actually look back in the past 20 years and see when certain things arrived. And I believe the how do you want to feel question arrived about a month into 2007, about February of 2007. I think it's when it showed up. And that's when one day I just recognized that asking and getting in touch with yourself and saying, well, how do I want to feel was really a scientific question because I'm talking to myself and talking about feelings. And it gives me a choice because unless you're just a glutton for punishment, you're going to say, well, I want to feel good. I know some days I just want to feel grumpy, but you know, what the hell? So I ask you to do that today. Ask yourself the question, how do you want to feel? How do I want to feel? Use it. You'll see what happens when you go into meetings and you say, how do I want to feel? Or maybe you come home to see your wife and your kids and you say, how do I want to feel before you get out of the car and walk in? How do I want them to feel? It's powerful stuff. So let's talk about change today. Let's talk about some ideas. So this is probably the core of what I do. I think almost everybody I speak with on a regular basis has some change that they want to have happen in their life. There's a lot of uhs, by the way, today. Yeah, you know why? It's because of the video. Okay. Bear with me today, guys. This is real, and we'll get through it, and it'll get back to what it used to be. But change is always the thing that folks are looking for, no matter what they ask, what they want to do, where they want to come from, where they want to go to. And ultimately, it's going to come down to the word change. And change is one of those things that makes people afraid. Most people are fearful of any kind of change in their life. And there's a simple process that we go through for change. Now, I'm not going to deal with the fear today. I will tell you this. It's never what you think it's going to be. Change is going to happen anyway. You're far better off to go ahead. And if something's in your mind saying, hey, this has to change, you're far better off to do it sooner than later because it's going to change anyway. It will happen. You put it out there. You can't hide it. Once you start projecting it out that it has to change, it's going to come back to you. It will change regardless. So anything that's on your mind today that you want to, you know, transform about your life or your job or your relationships or whatever, if it's on your mind, remember, you either got to do it, don't do it, or sit on the fence, get splinters in your ass forever. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to say, okay, fine. This is on my mind. Let's go change it. So how do we do that? Well, I think it's pretty simple. Whenever I talk to anybody in a coaching or consulting capacity, and we get down to this, the very first thing I'm asking is, well, what do you want to change? Makes sense, right? It's a simple question. A lot of what we do here is just really simple. It's saying the things you're saying to yourself, but you won't answer. And I say, so what do you really want to do? And once we get some clarity there, and sometimes it takes some time to get the clarity about what you really want in your life, then I said, okay, decide to do it. Step one. Got to decide. Literally cut off every other option. You got to decide. It's going to happen. You're going to get it done. That's the first step to making change. So I'm guessing right now, knowing who I'm talking to, that there's a lot of things that you're on the fence with, getting splinters in your ass. You haven't decided to do. You're trying to make up your mind, right? Some things take time. I get it. But ultimately, you're not going to do it until you decide to. Step one. Number two, you need to define it. Now, we had clarity to get us going. We understood what we wanted to do. But now that we've decided to do it, we're like, oh, now what do I do, right? We define what that is. What's the process? There's no aimless wandering allowed here. Define the path the best you possibly can. The better you can put a framework together and say, here's step one, two, three, four, and five, even if you don't know the next 25 steps, the better off you're going to be. Trust me, you will figure out the other 25 steps when you get there. But we decide what we're going to do, and then we define exactly what it's going to be. What I'm doing today, doing the video, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, where you can see it. This was a decision I made a long time ago, and then I sat down to define exactly what this would be, and that took about 6 months to figure it out because I had to work with the technology and what the resources were and see what we could actually do. Now it's here. Third step, deploy. Take action. Got to do it, right? So we decide what we're going to do. We define exactly what it's going to be. Why would you stop then? Why? Because you're lazy, because you're just putting it off till Monday, because timing's not right, and we know the timing's never right. You got to deploy. You got to get into it. You got to put your plan into action. It's the only way to make progress. And how often and how long? Well, I got up this morning at 4 o'clock, working on the book, doing all kinds of cool things, and I'm worn out. You can see it in my eyes, but that's okay. I'm deploying. Yesterday, I had to pick up a few. We had some resources we're putting in the book, and I waited till the last minute to contact a bunch of friends, and they said, wow, you gave me 24 hours notice. I said, you're not ready? Well, this morning I walked in here early and one of my friends was up earlier than I was doing what I asked him to do yesterday. And I apologize for it. I shouldn't have done that. But nonetheless, I deployed. I took action. I made a mess. It didn't matter. That's what you need to do. And finally, there is one step that I think is probably more important than any of the other steps. Deciding, defining, and deploying. That'll get you moving. That'll get you going. But there's one step I think is the most important step of the entire process. That step is defending what you are doing and where you're going and what your dream is going to be and what your new reality is going to be when you get it done. If you don't defend it, change is going to happen. Somebody is going to look at you and say, you can't do that. And they're going to send you off another direction. So you have to be ready every single day to defend your dream, defend your goals, defend your aspirations, defend your ambitions. You have to defend them. You have to defend your actions, defend your movements, defending everything you do so you will, in the end, get what you want. Tell me I'm not right on this one, huh? Decide, define, deploy, defend. All right, let me get out of here. Listen, join us in the Facebook group. Got some things coming up soon. I'm just kind of getting rolling right now. Been kind of quiet for a while doing stuff behind the scenes, but some coaching calls coming up, some courses coming up, some speaking coming up, some book tour coming up, all kinds of things coming up. Second half of 2022 going to be pretty exciting for me. And I got to hang on for the ride. And you too. But for now, get over there to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. answer my couple of very simple questions so I get to know you a little bit. That's kind of cool. And come on in, say hi, and let's play around a little bit. Until then, have a great weekend. Joy and I will be back tomorrow with the Husband Wife Talking Life show. We'll meander our way through a little bit of time and have some fun too and learn a few things. See you tomorrow.